If there is more than one child in your home, you can bet there'll be some form of sibling rivalry at one time or another. The important question is, how much conflict between siblings should parents allow and put up with? We'd like to share our thoughts and give guidance on this issue on the next Family Matters. Please do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A sincerely concerned mom wrote to us with this question regarding her two daughters. She asks, "What should I do about the constant fighting that goes on between my daughters? Our house is the scene of perpetual sibling battles. My mother says I should intervene, but my husband thinks it's normal for kids their age. Should I be worried?" Sibling rivalry is normal and extremely common. That doesn't mean that it has to be tolerated. If it carries to extremes, it can be potentially harmful. This is especially true if the constant bickering is marked by anger, bitterness, and mutual disrespect. Intervention may be necessary, but it's unlikely that you'll get anywhere simply by talking to your children. What's needed in a case like this is decisive action. Look for a good opportunity to hold a family conference. If possible, pick a quiet evening when there's been a lull in the fighting and everyone is in a good mood. You and your husband should sit down with the kids and tell them that you're concerned about the disrespectful way they treat each other. Let them know that you've had enough of this kind of behavior. Make it clear that you're determined to see some changes made. As part of this new program, announce that you're going to be implementing some new household rules. Explain that there will be consequences when the girls bicker or snipe at one another. These consequences should be immediate, consistent, and powerful. For example, if your children receive an allowance, tell them that you'll be deducting a certain amount for every violation of the new respect policy. You could also take away favorite toys, activities, or privileges for a period of time. Be sure to choose activities or privileges that really matter to your daughters. If they're preteens or adolescents, phone or computer access is probably high on the priority list for them. Younger children may be more concerned about biking or dolls or time with friends. Write out your new rules and consequences in the form of a contract. Have your children sign it and post it on the fridge. Since it's important to emphasize positive as well as negative consequences, you might want to include an earn it back clause. This arrangement would allow the kids to regain privileges by treating each other appropriately for a predetermined period of time. Once the plan is in place, stick to your guns. Be diligent about implementing the agreed upon consequences consistently. When arguments arise, avoid long discussions about who started it. Model patience, kindness, and respect in your own behavior towards your children and in your relationship with your husband. As a footnote, it's worth bearing in mind that sibling rivalry can sometimes be a cry for attention. If that's the case, then your system of rules and consequences probably won't work until you take some steps to deal with the root cause of the fighting. Ask yourself if you and your husband have had enough one-on-one time with each of your children. It's important to date your kids at least once a week. This could involve something as simple as a trip to the shops, going out for an ice cream, or a walk around the neighborhood in the evening. As you begin to spend more individual time with your girls, you may begin to see significant changes in the way they relate to one another. If none of these approaches work, you may want to seek the help and guidance of a qualified Christian family counselor. Please feel free to contact Focus on the Family's counseling department on 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and scroll to the counseling link. Our trained counselors would count it a privilege to speak with you and are also able to provide you with a list of qualified professionals practicing in your area. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.